Today's daf is daf Mem, Besechet Sanhedrin. We're beginning today a brand new fifth parak, and although I'm reluctant to allow our president to begin. We find ourselves back in the Beit Din, and now we're talking about after we've discussed how it is that we scare the Edim before we bring them into the courtroom and we're bring them into a separate chamber and we bring them from place to place and drag them around. By this point, they're ready to run. We now, if they're able to stand up to all of this pressure, so then we begin checking them with Sheva Chakirot. We have a standard form for taking the deposition of these Edim. We now have seven essential questions. And the reason that we question things in this way, as we're going to see later, is because this is part of giving them a sense of, don't just talk to us. We have issues that need to be fully defined because you guys may be the target. So it's part even of the iyum and the teidim, as we're going to see later, so that even though it sounds ridiculous to start off Be'ezu Shavua meaning which one of the seven-year pieces of Yovel. I mean, what are you guys, crazy? What do you mean? We'll see you later on. I mean, he walks in, he says, yesterday, today. No. Shush. What Shavua? Right? So the whole idea is that we have these blanks that are going to be filled in, and they're going to be filled in properly, and we're going to be taking your deposition. Every last piece is going to be with you in mind in the end. So first of all, which Shavua of the Yovel is it? Which Shana of the Shavua? Which month? Be'ezeh Chodesh. Be'kama b'chodesh, what day of the month was it? Be'ezeh Yom, what day of the week? Even though they had already said, and such a day of the Chodesh. But again, we want to be able to, as we'll see later on, double check this, because there can be mistakes made in terms of which day of the month. Maybe one of them doesn't know about Rosh Chodesh, the other one does. Maybe the Beit Din at the last minute were Ma'arba the Chodesh, as we'll see in the Gemara. Be'ezeh Sha'ah, what hour of the day? Be'ezeh Makom, and what location? Rabbi Yossi Omer, all we need to know is Be'ezeh Yom, Be'ezeh Sha'ah, Be'ezeh Makom, and that's all. And we'll see what this machloket is about. Makirinoto atemoto? Do you know the person personally? Now this is, Rashi learns that this means the victim, because you don't have to present the victim in court from 3 years ago. It would be rather smelly. But do you know for a fact that this person was Jewish and that was not, all the other questions, we'll see later on, the gabe trefot and so on, that you could be mechayev mitat, the murderer? Or in the case of Oved Avodah Zarah, are you familiar with the Avodah? Mi Avad? Bima Avad? Because there may be some technicality over here in which this was not really an acceptable Avodah to that Avodah Zarah. And these now secondary, the Bedikot, as opposed to the Chakirot, which we had already, the seven being Be'ezeh Shavua, Be'ezeh Shana, Be'ezeh Chodesh, etc., etc. Those were seven set questions that are always asked. We also have now these additional Bedikot that have to do with the case. And you can be Marbet Bedikot, as we'll see later on, even on irrelevant issues. And Kolamar Bebe Bedikot, I raised Mizeh Mishubach, was even a Maisa. Ubadak ben zakai beuktzei te'enim. In order now to find some way in which the Edim would perhaps contradict themselves, so he asked them, when they said that the murder took place underneath a particular fig tree, so the judge asks them, how were the ukatsin of those figs shaped? Were they thick? Were they thick-stemmed or were they thin-stemmed figs? Now we'll see later on that the Edim do not have to answer that question. I can say, I don't know. However, if they contradict each other in a question like that, then they have canceled their Edut, as we'll get into soon. Ma bein chakirot lebedikot. Now, what is the difference between these two things? You say, bedika and chakira. Well, the difference is, in a chakira, if a chadomer eni yodea, so then it is absolutely impossible to accept the Edut. We can no longer make them Edim Zomamim. Because in order for them to be Edim Zomamim, we can't leave them an out to say, well, it wasn't in that exact place or it wasn't at that exact time. So therefore, the Edut is betela, whereas b'bidikot, where it's really not significant to the din, echad omer eini yodei, or afilu shnayim omrim eino yodim. Even if both of them say, I don't know anything about that, so they're still ru'uyim to be edim zomimim, because, I mean, we could still suddenly burst into the courtroom before, you know, before we carry out now the judgment, and we say that, how could you have been made this testimony? You were not in the location at that time and space. So therefore, what's essential is the ability to be mazim them. Whether, in fact, if they say, I don't know when it comes to a bedika, where that lack of knowledge may tell the court, well, then perhaps we should be malamid zechuspin, because maybe it was such and such an avodah zar, and he can't be sure, but fine, that's true. But it's not a bittel of the edut. It's just, there's no way, as we said before, well, it looks like midvarecha, this guy is innocent. Fine, that's true, but it's not a bittel. Now, in a case where we have now hakhasha, if in fact we have an edut mukheshet, that is a complete bittel of the testimony, and we no longer listen, and we simply dismiss the case. We don't have any witnesses. So let's say now, what is considered to be a hakhasha? Well, if a chad omer b'shnayim b'chodesh v'chad omer b'shloshach b'chodesh, let's say that they contradict themselves on the date of the month. That's not really a problem. As we pointed out, we have backups about that in terms of what day, as we'll see. So then, edutan kayemet, because echad yodea b'iburosh ha'chodesh and zeino yodea b'iburosh ha'chodesh. It's certainly very possible. It's not as if they had a calendar that they could look up the date, because the date would change al pi li beit din. That was being makabel edut ha'chodesh, and that was based on re'iyah, based on other things in which we won't be makabel the re'iyah, because we need the month to be a different month. So there's no way to know that in advance. So the guy may have been laboring under the misconception that this was a month that was chaser, because it was supposed to be chaser. So he assumes it was chaser. It turns out in the end that actually the previous month was mole, so that there's a day missing from this month. So that's not considered to be a mistake. Furthermore, in a day before there were watches, the way, of course, there were always watches in terms of Mishmarot, which is where it's taken from, but then there were not hand devices that mechanically measured time in some fashion. And therefore, if one would say shtei sha'ot, and one would say shalosh sha'ot, being as they had to rely on their judgment of the amount of time that's elapsed since dawn, remember that sha'ot varied according to the length of the day, as they do today, of course. Most of your little mechanical things don't really compensate. They don't show you really sha'ot. There are watches that do show you sha'ot. Arabs like them, because that way that tells them what time davening is. So they have these watches that will give you sha'ot zmaniyot, will tell you when mincha is, and so on. Unfortunately, they're all in Arabic. But no, seriously, I had one. It's very, very nice. Except that the compass always points to Mecca. It really has this thing on it that you adjust for Mecca. So anyway, the situation where you are left to your own devices to determine how many hours of the day have passed, obviously that's quite complicated. And a mistake of an hour is not a problem. So over there, edutan kayemet, whereas if one of them says b'shalosh, and one of them says b'chamesh, that much of a mistake is edutan b'teila, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says even that is not considered to be a mistake. Now we're going to see in the Gemara there's a machloket about how exactly to understand that. Does that mean that we adjust both opinions? So in other words, we could say that actually one has taken the time and gone an hour earlier, one has taken the time and gone an hour later, so there's only an hour difference between them. Or does this really mean 2 hours? That we'll discuss in the Gemara. But I agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, certainly, if one of them says b'chamesh and one of them says b'sheva, then of course, edutan b'teila, because of the fact that you have there an objective indication that you know it can't be sheva if the sun is already past the midpoint and setting towards the west. You can't be chamesh, and vice versa. It can't be sheva if it's still morning. So there, nobody's going to make a mistake like that, because b'chamesh chama b'mizrach, b'sheva chama b'marav. All right, so this we do to aid number one. Obviously, we're not going to ask this question in the presence of the other aid because we don't want to give him any information. Now we want to hear whether the other guy's going to say the same thing. So, achar kach machlisim et hasheni, we bring the second one into chambers, ubodkim oto. Okay, im nimtzu divrei mechuvanim. So now, if we've got testimony, now we can go back to what we said we'd do before. So now we have the pticha. We already said, b'dinei momonot, we always are potchim b'schut. We furthermore said that we will not be mekabel any he'arot whatsoever from the witnesses. We brought a raya from the pasuk, and the way reason we parse the pasuk in that funny way, if you recall, is because we always see them as being nogea be'edutan, if they say something which may have the effect of changing the results of the case. We're worried about mafia calls or threats or whatever, so they're fearing that there's going to be a hazama. We won't listen to them at all. Bein l'schut, bein l'chova, and from the peanut gallery, that is to say, it's a horrible way to refer to it, because it's the gedolei chachomim that are not quite on the level of the Beit Din itself. So from those that are sitting in front of the court, or echad min ha-talmidim, that we will accept, but only l'chut, as we said earlier. So therefore, im amar echad min ha-edim, even yesh l'lamed alav zechut, or if echad min ha-talmidim will say, yesh l'lamed alav chova, then mishatkim oto. However, if amar echad min ha-talmidim, yesh l'lamed alav zechut, we make it very much worth his while. So we're ma'alim oto, we bring him up to the court, according to some Rishonim, we actually make him part of the Beit Din, we count his vote. And of course, the photographers in the back just to get the moment for him, you know. So it's well worth being malamid zechut. And Roshi minato b'nehem v'lo haya yored kol hayom kulo. Im yesh b'mash b'dvarav shomim lo. So if he's got something to say, so again, some learn will actually shomim lo in the sense of counting his vote. V'afilu ho'omer, even if the defendant says, I would like everyone to listen to my svara of why it is that I should be found innocent. Nah, you know, sir, really, if you tell us the facts, we're perfectly happy to listen to you, but your svaras are not particularly useful to us, you know, when you bring them from the farm. The din is that if the guy says, I have an approach, then we listen to him. We give him the floor. Shomim lo, he's allowed to speak in front of the court to discuss the legalities of the case, as long as it's bilvach yesh mamash bedvarav. I mean, if he starts, you know, talking about some type of magical thing, we're not interested. But if he's speaking legally and intelligently, of course we'll give him the floor himself. Now, this all on the same day as we saw before. If we find this chut for him during the first day, then you can dismiss the case on the spot on the same day, patru. If, however, we have not been able to find him innocent, so then, as we said, we do not continue to deal with it today. We're ma'avirin oto l'machar. We put off the continuation and the sentencing, if we turn out again tomorrow to feel the same way, till the next day. That it's enough of a zechut that we see that there's no question. Yeah, we see that we're going to have the... So then we put it off till tomorrow. But what we do is during that time, mizdavgim, zugot, zugot. First of all, everybody splits up into a group so that they each have somebody to discuss it with. And hayum ma'atin mima'achal, there was very limited eating while you're dealing with a capital case. You can't indulge yourself when someone's life is at stake. V'lo hayu shotim yayin kol hayom. There was no drinking of alcohol. V'nosim v'notnim kol halayla. The discussions went on all night, whether with your chavruta, your zug, or by yourself. V'lo mochorat bashkimim. They woke up early the next day. U'ba'im le'beit din. Ha'mezakeh omer ani mezakeh u'mezakeh ani memekomi. As we saw earlier, we quoted this Mishnah before in the Gemara. The one who had zechut yesterday, in the Gemara, turned out that there's continued discussions in the morning to see whether anybody can persuade the other one. So he has to say, Mizakani Bimikomi, because we're not coming yet to take a vote. The Mechayev, he can say, Ani Mechayev, Umechayev Ani Bimikomi, but Hamalamit Chova can change his mind. And he can walk in the next day and start being malamed zechut. Aval malamed zechut, in yachol lachzor malamed chovah. He can't change his mind and start saying, well, I've come to agree until it comes time for the actual vote. Ubidavar, if there's any question about what his opinion actually had been the day before, and whether this is the svara that he had pursued, because we're forcing him to back up his opinion, you remember. So then Shnei Sofrei HaDayanim, we had our two Sofrim, remember at the Machloket, whether those two Sofrim are both recording the same thing, or whether one is recording only the Zechut, and one is recording only the Chayav. But they remind him exactly what it is that he had said. And then we start again the diyun. Im matzulo zechut patruhu, v'im lav. Now, if we do not have a clear-cut zechut, then it becomes a matter of judgment. So then we need to be omdim ledminyan. So now we need to take a vote. Shneimasar mezakin v'chadazar mechayvim. If we've got 12 people, we've got a majority, and that's it. Zakai, we pass that he's innocent, and now double jeopardy rules protect him from reopening the case. And that's it. He's free. How about if you've got 12 people that are mechayev and 11 people that are mezakeh? Now, we cannot be mechayev, as we saw before, on a majority of one when it comes to capital cases because of the lo tia achrei harabim liraot. And therefore, we need to do something. What do? We can't say you're potter because we haven't zakai. We haven't found him zakai. Or for that matter, even if we've got a tie, Echadasar mezakin, Echadasar mechayvim, Echadamar eini yodea, one of them says, I don't have an opinion now that it comes to the vote. And then what we do is we need to broaden the court, as we'll see. And even if we've had even 22 dayanim are mezakin, the 22 dayanim are mezakin, say, okay, so what's the difference? If the one guy that's left says, echadamar eini yodea, who cares? Well, we care very much, because in order to establish the din, there's no such thing as saying, I don't know. The din has to be established. So therefore, we broaden the court again to reopen the proceedings with new people, new ideas. So Yosifu HaDayani, V'kama Mosifim, we're Mosif Shnayim. There's always two to keep the number of people on the court. So it's 23, 25, 27. And we keep going all the way up to Shivim Ve'achad. If you've got, now that's the maximum. So now you've reached the size of the Beit Din HaGadol, Sanhedrin Gedolah. Once you're at that stage, you can no longer add. So what happens if you got 36 being Mezakeh and 35 being Mechayev? So at that point, you obviously are Mezakeh. But if you've got the Shloshim V'Shisha Mechayvim and Shloshim V'Chamisha Mezakim, now you're in trouble. Because you cannot say Zakai, but you can't say Chayav. They have to keep slugging it out. We lock them up, the old jury trick, until we'll finish them. And of course, it doesn't mean that only. We're hoping that one of the ones who previously said you're chayav will change his mind and find him innocent, but we certainly can't guarantee that it won't be the other way around. But we will insist that we come to a...
The judges can say that I don't like the way I heard it, you know, the way they said certainly. Things that are, even though they're not bottled, Adis is not bottled.
100%. 100%. That we'll see later on. That's called, even more than that. You're allowed to use your sensitivities, your sixth sense.
Even whether he's telling the truth or
something. You can even reverse things on him. You could do all kinds of nasty things because of the way... Yes, if you have an intuition that something is sneaking here and you're picking up the wrong things in the way his eyes look. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, you're mechuyev to be mesalik yourself from a din if you're unable to get to the bottom of why it is that you feel this way. So you have to disqualify.
Who knows how many times we'll have the schuss of having your voice heard.
In the case of like you being mezakeh, one thing any day, what difference?
That's true, but we don't have a Beit Din that was Mechayev. Remember, the Din is not to discover something logistic. It's to create a reality of a Chiyev. And again, it's a very different thing than the civil court systems. So what we're looking for is the Itchem Bamishpat, it's the Shechina that's there. Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. We don't have the Adat El. We don't have the Maimer Elohim, so to speak. Says the Gemara Minahan Emili, where do we get the idea that we have Sheva Chakirot? Omer Rav Yehuda, Diomar Kro. Well, if you analyze there are three locations where the Torah discusses the issue of drisha, chakira, finding out about the words that they're saying. One of them is irani dachat. One of them is by the case of an oved avodah zarah, a yachid, and the other is the case of edim zamanim themselves, where we have the pasuk of kasher zama. So it says, v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. So that you find all of these different lashonos. So v'darashta v'chakarta heitev, the sha'alta is not a word of chakira. That's just first tell me what it is that you want to talk about. But when you're talking about drisha, chakira, and then you're adding heitev, very, very well. You're talking about three separate specific questions that you're asking. This pasuk is a reference to ir hanidachat. So by ir hanidachat, we have three remazim to drisha. Furthermore, it says, v'hu gad lecha v'shamata v'darashta heitev. So there you have drisha and hatava. Now that's two. That vidarashta heitev is another two, which gives us five, because drisha can be drisha without heitev. You're saying you make very good drishot. So you're talking about an additional two ramazim. And then in the parsha of Edim Zomimim itself, it says, vidarshu ashoftim heitev. And that's where we get, vinei eid sheker ha'ed, and that's the chiyuv of kasher zaman, la sotorei eyu. So in the parsha of Edim Zomimim itself, it also uses two lashonos, add 3, 2, and 2, and what do you get? You get 7. And that's the Sheva Chakirot. Ask the Gemara, and who's to say that we're meant to put all of those together? I mean, we have three separate cases. Those three separate cases may have three separate dinim, which can't be learned out from one the other. Perhaps in the case of a Yerne Dachak, you need Shalosh Chakirot. And in the case of a normal item, Zomimim by Ritzicha, which is the standard case, you need 2 Chakirot. And in the case of a yochid, that's Oved Avodah Zarah, you need 2 chakirot. Each case is taken separately, and the number of chakirot are defined by the chumrah of the case. Well, says the Gemara, it's even reasonable, is it not? I mean, Deim Kain, I mean, let me ask you, reasonably, does it make much more sense to say that each stands on its own? I mean, the Torah is really coming to tell you that there's Sheva Chakiros. Just give it in one of the cases and then derive it to all of the cases. Why do we expect to puzzle this out and put the pieces together so that now we can see 7? Indeed, Deim Kain, if it were the other way, Lichtavir Rachmana Bechoda. Well, says the Gemara, Kivan Dekula Bahani Adadi Ktiva, Mehadadi Yalfe. Look, since Lamaisa, all of them are coming to discuss the Drisha, and they would all be the same, because we could learn one out from the other anyway. So therefore, they must be coming as if to say, look, there is one general set of Chiyuvim in capital cases, which includes things like Avodah Zarah of a Yachid, an Irani Dachat of a Tzibur, the case of Edim Zomimim itself. Wait, what kind of argument is that, says the Gemara? They are specifically not similar to one another, and they indeed cannot be learned from one another. And it's essential first to define the din in each one of these cases, because if you had said it in one and hadn't said it in the others, you would not have been able to derive any. Even given 2, you would not have been able to derive the 3rd. And therefore, each one is meant to stand on its own. And let me go through each case and show you how I would be able to look at any one case as being, by definition, not included in a set that would include the other 2 cases. I'll go through them with you one by one. Let's take Ir HaNidachat, okay? I would say, Ir HaNidachat, even if I were given Avod Avodah Zarah as a Yachid and the Din of Edim Zomimim, Ir HaNidachat is obviously different. So Ir HaNidachat is not like Hanach Tartilo Damyan, because what is the set of the 2 of Edim Zomimim and Yochid Shoved Avodah Zarah? All Chiyuvim of Mitah that do not affect the person's property. But Ir HaNidachat, in which the property is also destroyed, I mean, that's obviously a whole different can of worms. Where over there, it's certainly very possible that the Torah, in the same way that it starts talking about this chumrah of the momon, so maybe over there, indeed, we're not going to learn it out from the other cases, because those other cases, shekein momonam palat, those other cases, the money is not affected at all. So perhaps over there we need all of this drisha, because drisha makes it easy for us. More drisha makes it easy for us to get rid of the Eidim. They're more likely to contradict themselves, more likely to back out, more likely to be nizom. When it comes to Irani Dachat, I don't know, Irani Dachat is very chamor. Clearly the Torah is not as interested in giving you ways out, so I wouldn't know chakirot at all. And if I'm given chakirot, then let me be satisfied with the three chakirot that are mentioned there, and not go beyond that. Let's take Avodah Zarah. We know now Irani Dachat and Enim Zomimim. Could I derive the din of a personal Avodah Zarah? No, I could not. Because Avodah Zarah l'anechtarti lo damya, shekein b'sayif. The Irani Dachat, remarkably, is on each individual, in a sense, more kal. Because we will not be mechayev him the din of skila, but we will only be mechayev him the din of sayef. Okay, so if that's the case, I could say, look, you know, the other two cases may be the set of mitot that are kal, that are besayef, because the standard case of Eidim Zomimim is the case of Ritzicha. So, and that's also besayef. So how can I learn out of Avodah Zarah from those two? And let's say I leave out only the case of Eidim Zomimim. Can I derive the fact that I need drisha for chakira? Well, of course not. Eidim Zomimim is very chomor. It's the only case in the Torah where you don't require any hatra'ah at all. The very fact that you're coming forward to give the testimony is itself mechayev that you know exactly what you are doing. So there is no hatra'ah. And indeed, that's the mida keneged mida in the sense of kasher zamam lasot l're'ehu. They were going to kill this guy without giving him any hatra'ah. Obviously, because he never did it. So therefore, they don't get any hatra'ah. So then, what are you trying to tell me, that I look at them as all one big set because they're all basically the same? They're not in the least bit the same. And therefore, every one that is a given in its own case and no others, because we don't have any area in which we could say that these three sets intersect. Where do they intersect? How do we know how to create a meta set? I mean, maybe we're not supposed to create a meta set. Answers the Gemara, you're 100% right. The way that we know that there is a meta set is from the fact that we have the Kabbalah of a Gzeirah Shavah. In all of these cases, it says Heitev. And the Heitev, as we'll see, is not necessary for the understanding of the Pasuk. And therefore, we learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah, Beheitev, Heitev, Yafina Ma'adoni. Well, says the Gemara, well, I sure hope that this is a Gzeirah Shavah Mufna. Because he lomov na ikal amifrach. I mean, we just showed you that logically it doesn't add up. And the din is that a gzeirah shavah that can be shown to be logically defective doesn't apply to the cases that contradict logic. And therefore, the only way we could use a gzeirah shavah if we can show that the sole reason for the use of that language was to insist upon this lima, despite the fact that you've got ways to argue that it doesn't make any sense. Oh, absolutely, says the Gemara, lie, if nuya mufne, of course, it's mufne. Min havi leila michtav v'dorshu v'chakru. Couldn't it just have said v'dorshu v'chakru? I mean, why do you need now the heitev? I mean, drisha v'chakira itself is making it very clear. And instead, v'shanikra b'dibure. And now you change the way that you speak about it. So by Eidim Zomimim, you don't need to say v'chakarta heitev. You could have just said v'dorashta v'chakarta. Then you could avoid the heitev business. The same thing would be true when it comes to the Avodah Zarah. So shmamin alafnuye. No, wait a minute, hold on. That's all very nice, but what about the case where you use the hetev together with v'darashta v'chakarta, namely by the Yirani Dacha? What are you going to say over there? There was no way to avoid the hetev in that case. You're saying in the other two cases we could have avoided the use of hetev and substituted the word v'darashta v'chakarta instead of doubling the meaning through the hetev, which is a strange way to speak, since anyway we know that we use v'darashta v'chakarta as the way in which we describe it when it comes to Irani Dachat. But we certainly can't say, well, you could have done away with the Heitev with the Irani Dachat, because I need all three. Darashta, Chakarta, Heitev. Which means that we've got a Gzeirah Shavah that's only open on one end. But the din is a Gzeirah Shavah that's open on one end can still be attacked logically. And therefore asks the Gemara, well, that's all very nice, but That's only these two cases. The case of Avodah Zarah v'Yachid and the case of Yerni Dachat, that indeed is Mufne. As you said, But here nidacha. What's your alternative? Since we were using all three, aktiva kulu, all three languages are used. Dorashta, chakarta, heitev. No, that's not a problem, says the Gemara. You're oversimplifying. Because there's two different issues here. There's the number of references, which are indeed three. Dorashta, chakarta, heitev. To say, I need that to tell me the number. You're correct. But is that the way to give over the number? I mean, surely there are more clear-cut alternatives. You could have said, ki darosh, ki drosh, v'chakarta. Or chakor tachkor, v'darash. I mean, that would sound more like the poetic way that we're used to hearing, the double tchiyah, you know, in which at least it makes sense on the simple, you shall surely is the way we translate it, which of course halakhically doesn't mean you shall surely. It means there's two separate issues involved over here. So since v'shani krabadi bure, instead the Torah changes the standard approach to utilize the hetev that matches the hetev of the other chakirot in Edim Zomimim and in Yochich Avad Avodah Zarah, Shema min alaf nuye on all sides, and therefore it's moved the Mishneh Tzadim, and we can be lo made one from the other.
Why then the hetev is only in the person is counted as one, and the other two is just qualified?
No, it's always counted as one. But there we know there's an alternative, because we already use the alternative, v'dorashta v'chakarta. So why not use the opening, the Dorashta, the Chakarta, Etev? Does it make sense to say the Chakarta Etev or the Dorashta Etev?
No, we didn't use one of the Dorashta.
Right. Those psukim were missing one. So Shema min alav nuyei. Now, okay, you'll say, but I mean, it doesn't explain all the cases. True. We'll have to talk about cases of Chenek, which were not really exhibited here in any of the three cases. But we can easily learn out all of the cases of the Nech and Akim from a Kal v'Chomer of the cases of the Niskalim and the Neharagim, which are more Chamur than the Nech and Akim. So we learn it out now from a Kal v'Chomer. We'll learn that out from a Kal v'Chomer, and we'll do the same thing with the Nisrafim. If even these things now, which are Chamur, the Torah gives you the way out. So Koshiken is going to give you a way out on the lower class chiyuv, capital chiyuvim, and even the nisrafim, we can learn out from a kal v'chomer from the niskalim, which are more chomer. Wait, not everybody agrees to that. We're going to see later on that ein nichal rabbanan damri skila chamura. You're right. If you all according to rabbanan that say that the most chamor of all the mitot beitin is indeed skila, so that's given to us over here in terms of the yachid shavad avodah zarah. But how about if you're like Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, Srefa is Chamura. So, Ma'ika Lamema, what are you going to do? Aliba Rabbi Shimon. How will you know that you need Risha V'Chakira of the Sheva Chakirot when it comes to a Chiev of Srefa? Maybe over there the Torah is being more Machmir, gives you less ways out. Elamer Yira, you're right. The correct way to dash this, I say, is to look back at the pasuk that you sort of were ignoring all along. V'hine, it's dorashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. V'hine, emet nachon hadavar. Okay, so emet nachon hadavar, you didn't talk about that. And how about the v'shamata v'dorashta heitev? V'hine, emet nachon hadavar. In two cases, you ignored emet nachon. I say, let's add the emet nachon twice, which equals four. So now we have to add that to the given Sheva Chakirot, which gives us now 11. Okay, now, the Sheva is the Sheva Chakirot that I agree to, but I hold that the words that are required for the Gzera Sheva are not included in the count. And we don't look at this Shani Krab Dibure. It's not the Shani. It's the actual Hafnaya of the word itself. So the entire word is taken out. That's used, that heitev is used for the Gzera Shava. Okay? So that takes us all the way back down to 8 after the 11. So what do you do with the 8th? Pashalu Chada. So what is that extra one? That extra one is where Rabbi Shimon says, that extra one adds an additional case of the Nisrafim. And see, what did the Rabbanan do with that? What did the Rabbanan say? Well, not everything that you know from a Kal v'Chomer has to be left out by the Torah. The Torah sometimes speaks out things that you could learn from a Kal v'Chomer. So certainly not a disaster. Milta da'ati b'Kal v'Chomer, Torah v'katav lakra. Megadev bar Rabbi Avu. I mean, Megadev is like the altar. This is absolutely, I mean, you curse it. This is the sickest svar I've ever heard in my life.
More than Tarda?
What?
More than Tarda?
No, Tarda is an insult. Megadev describes the type of, is it a mesve, is it a hatkafa, is it a Megadev is like the ultimate hatkafa. I mean, but I don't actually pronounce the curse, you idiot. So, so well, this is, I mean, can you imagine something so stupid? You're bringing an extra pasuk to tell me eight. And what is the eighth for? Well, the rabbanon sit there like a bunch of tembles. Oh, I guess nothing. Because milta da'ati b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kata v'akra doesn't mean anything. And Rebbe says, gee, it can't mean another hakira. It must mean that it's talking about the Nisrafim. You tell me where anybody would get the idea to apply it to Nisrafim instead of saying, well, obviously it's an eighth hakira. Isn't that what it's talking about? So, therefore, says Rabbi Abba, emelati shmone hakirot. So, what do you mean shmone hakirot? You can't just make hakirot up. What are you going to say? In which galaxy? What's the eighth question? What is that eighth question? Shmona chakirot mi'ika? What bothers you about that? I understand. You want to make up an eighth question? None of them make sense anyway. So make up an eighth question. Alam alo, why not say that it's talking about bekama b'sha'a? What? Don't tell me it's at the eighth hour. I don't. That means nothing to me, the eighth hour. How about if a witness comes in and says, well, in the eighth hour, you were with me in the shopping plaza. Ah, then you'll say, that was 8:32. Or this had actually taken place at 8:11. So, I mean, we've undone ourselves. Does it not make sense to insist on the time of the hour? And indeed, there's a brayta that says, Go ahead now. What's your problem? If a brayta says there's eight, so you're telling me that a pasuk talks about eight? Oh, it can't possibly mean an eighth chakira. Nobody would be dumb enough to think that. Well, here's a brayta that thinks exactly that. So, look, I mean, hanichala baya libet Rabbi Meir. We're going to see that we have a machloket later on now. What exactly is the issue about how much an adam can be toa? This is really a sugya that is very nogea, the din of chometz, an erev Pesach. That's where it comes in. What is the gezerah about how much time we need to make sure that you'll stop eating your chometz earlier because you may be toa? So the way Abaya understood Rabbi Meir, which is in adam toa velo klum, that a person indeed does not make a mistake, and in terms of what time of the hour it is. So then, okay, you could say, according to him, that there would be such a concept. And even, I mean, there is some mistake, but you could ask still the difference of the half hour. But according to Abaya, who explains Rabbi Yehuda, who says Adam to'er chatzi sha'ar, certainly according to Rava, who says that a person can be to inish tuva, my ikala meimar. It's a very good point, because there is no way to get an hour down that would be binding anyway, because we would say, well, if he said that, he could still have meant that, because that's included in the approximation of the hour of his non-Rolex watch. So Mamela, you never know. You know, the water dripping down your shoulder, you know, that kind of water wheel. So, indeed, what would be the eighth chakira? I mean, there is no eighth chakira. He's got a good point, really, Rabbi Abu, according to most approaches. Well, why? I mean, why can't you say in which yovel? You never asked in which yovel, right? So, I'm sorry, Elatuya Bekama Biyovel first. Let's get rid of the first question. What point in the yovel? No, we asked that. That's Ezer Shavuot. I mean, Latuya Be'ezer Yovel. Which yovel? I mean, if this guy is only 45 years old, it's going to be something of a problem. So, indeed, I mean, Rabbi Abba says, oh, come off it, man. I mean, once you say Be'ezer Shavuot, nobody is talking about that Shavuot 50 years ago, and I'm suddenly coming forward to tell you what I saw. So, lo boy be'ezer yovel. So we take for granted, just as we do if you write on your checkbook, 09, it doesn't mean 1909. So, same thing here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tanya, Amar Alayim Rabbi Yossi Lechachamim. Rabbi Yossi says, we only need the three basic chakirot. So we're talking about only the day and the time and the day and the place. Can you explain to me what in the world you're talking about? A guy walks into court and he says, Yesterday I saw Reuven kill Shimon. So we say to him, yesterday, huh? What year was that? What? Well, actually, which Mita was that? So what is he saying? So Misha Bavi Amar Emish Harago. So we tell him, which 7 year period of the Yovel? Which year? Which month? Bekama Bechodesh. This is an absurdity. Omrulo, and I understand. We can't ask the same question to you. Somebody walks into court running in breathless and saying, I just saw Richie murder a pizza.
Murder a pizza when he was sleeping.
So what happens? I mean, he just ran in now. So we're going to ask him what day it was. You also say what day it was. He's saying, I just saw Richie murder a pizza. That means now? So if he says, Achshav Aragos, we're going to tell him, Beze Yom, Beze Sha'ah, Beze Makom. He just ran in. He said, he's right outside the courtroom. Ela Afa Gavdolot Tzarek Ramina. Like, what's your problem? We're all agreed that there's a certain priority of questions that are defined and that are there in order to turn this into a deposition that's recorded, can be used against them. And that's part of scaring the Edim. It's part of making them take their words seriously. That you see, Afag Abdelot Tzarich Ramin Anale, we insist that they fill in all the blanks despite the fact that they already told us this information. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that we take them now. We take them from place to place and we drive them crazy. This is certainly far more nogea than some outside strange random taking them from one room to another. This makes them responsible for the testimony. So you also agree to that, Sachinami. We say the same thing. Afargav, the Lord, sorry. Ramina Nalek and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. All we're saying is that there is a certain decorum that needs to be kept in the courtroom, which makes the Edim take what this is. Not just that. Don't tell us like we're your friends. Stand up. What Yolo was this? What Shavua was this? Calm down. I tell you, calm down. And so this is really a machlokas, exactly what the machlokas of Yossi the Chachamim. Is it actually a difference in the way in which we'll accept Eidot? Some of the Rishonim learn, yes. In other words, that according to Yossi, someone really can run in and say, I saw, and it's not that he says, I have something to say, and then we say, one moment, please, and take out our pieces of paper. What Yovel was it? What Shavuah was it? And so on. So therefore, l'shitato, if the guy runs in and says, I yesterday saw somebody, so then these questions don't make any sense. Whereas according to the Chachamim, we always begin with this question. That's one possibility. How we learn the answers depended on how we understand what the machloket is. So Rabbi Yossi says it's all very nice to talk about a standardized version of Chakirot, but we'll standardize that version based on the event. So, emesh harago shchiach, barov idiot. It's very, very reasonable that someone will come into court the next day after seeing an event of a criminal nature. But for someone to run into the courtroom, having witnessed the Richie's murder of that pizza right across the street, is lo shchiach. How often does Richie murder a pizza anyway? And therefore, it's lo shchiach barov idiot. So now, the question is, what difference does it make if it's barov idiot? So, I mean, what we could say is that Rabbi Yossi himself is moda that there is a certain decorum, except that that decorum needs to be defined by what the standard case would be. Or we could say that we'll hear what you have to say, and then we'll say, okay, now we need to do this in an organized fashion. So then the question is, what is reasonable and what is just seems like a joke? Okay, fine. There are even other approaches, but we could see that, of course, the Sheva Chakirot are not really necessary to establish the fact.
He's not arguing.
Certainly in 99% of cases.
He's not arguing. He's qualified.
No, he's arguing. He's saying, take as the dugma. What would be the model? Take the standard model and make that what you need to fit, because it's what usually will happen. So even if somebody does walk in under these circumstances, I may agree that there's a standard model, but I say the standard model should be based on the standard testimony, not on some strange case where somebody walks in on his cane and says, I have something to talk about my youth, and we'll ask a Beze Yovel, you know. Are we going to make that not the standard? It's a little strange. Hayu bodkino to b'sheva chakirot. Beze shavua, beze shana, beze chodesh, bekama bechodesh, beze yom, beze shah, beze makom. Rabbi Yossi omer, beze yom, beze shah, beze makom. That's it. Makirinatem oto, hitratem bo. Did you give them hatra'ah? Ha'oved avodah zarah. Et mi avad? Bame avad? Kol amar bebe b'ikot harezeh mishubach. The b'zivah wants a maaseh. Ubadak ben zakai. And bu'uktzei te'inim. Now, ma ben chakirot l'vdikot? Chakirot, akad omer ani yodea, edotan b'teila. B'dikot, akad omer ani yodea, rafil shlayim omrim, enonu yodim, edotan kayemet. Echad chakirot, v'echad b'dikot, בזמן שמכחישים זה את זה, עדותן בטילה. אחד אומר בשניים בחודש, ואחד אומר בשלושה בחודש, עדותן קיימת, שזה יודע ביבורו של חודש, וזה איני יודע ביבורו של חודש. And that's standard. זה אומר בשלושה, וזה אומר בחמישה, עדותן בטילה. אחד אומר בשתי שעות, ואחד אומר בשלוש שעות, also, that's standard. עדותן קיימת. אחד אומר בשלוש, ואחד אומר בחמש, עדותן בטילה, as Rebbe says, even that is standard, it's קיימת. However, we're all agreed that Echad Omer B'Chamesh V'Echad Omer B'Sheva is not something that's a standard error. There, Edutan B'Teila She'B'Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach B'Sheva Chama B'Maharav. V'Achar Kach Machrisin Et Hasheni Bodkim Oto the same way. Im Nimtzu Divreihem Mechuvanim. Then we begin, as we said earlier, Potchim B'Zechut. Amar Echad Min Adim Yesh L'Lamed Alav Even Zechut. Or Echad Min HaTalmidim who says Yesh L'Lamed Alav Chova. We just shut them up. But Amar Achanan Atamidim Yeshin Lamed Alav Zechut. Then Ma'alin Noto Moshivin Oto B'neihem V'lo Haya Yored Misham Kol Hayom Kulo Im Yesh Bamash B'Dvarav Then Shomim Lo. As a matter of fact, even the defendant himself Afilu Omri Yeshin Lamed Alav Tzmi Zechut Shomim Lo. Again Bovat Yesh Bamash B'Dvarav V'im Batzu Lo Zechut Patru V'im Lav Ma'avirin Oto L'machar ומזדווגים זוגות זוגות, היו ממעטים ממאכל, ולא ישותים יין כל היום, מנוסים ונותים כל הלילה, למחרת, משקים מן הבאים לבית דין, המזכה אומר, אני מזכה ומזכה, אני במקומי, המחייב אומר, אני מחייב, מחייב, אני במקומי, I don't change his mind, because המלמד חובה, כמני אבי מלמד זכות, אבל המלמד זכות, אינו יכול לחזור ללמד חובה. טוב בדבר, שני סופרי הדיינים מזכירים אותו, אם מצאו לו זכות פטרו, ואם לאו, עומדים למניין. 12 מזכין ואחד עשר מחייבים, זכאי. 12 מחייבים ואחד עשר מזכין, for that matter even, 11 מזכין ואחד עשר מחייבים. ואחד אמר, איני יודע, for that matter, אפילו 22 מזכים ומחייבים. ואחד אמר, איני יודע. We need a psak of a full בית דין, יוסיפו הדיינים. וכמה מוסיפים? שניים, שניים, עד 71. 36 בזקים ו35 מחייבים, זכאי. 36 מחייבים ו35 מזקים, דנים אלו כנגד אלו, עד שיראה אחד מן החייבים, דברי המזקים. מינו אני מילי אומר, וירד יום אגב הדרשת וחקרת ושאלת היטב עשרי, ואומר והוגעת לך ושמעת ודרשת היטב עשתו, ואומר ודרשו השופטים היטב עשתו, equals 7. ואם החודו וחודו וכתיבה, which is really very reasonable because him came to Klavina Rachmana Bahadeh Adoni. Well, but Kiva de Kulva Adoni Ktiva, I mean Mahadeh Yalfi. For Kiva de Yalfi, Me Adoni, it's the equivalent of the Ktiva Chodadomi. I beg your pardon? Oh, lo dami la Adoni. Erni dachat lanak tarti lo danish came a monopalat. Avod is Zora lanak tarti lo danish came besayev. Edim zomim lanak tarti lo danish ke tzrich anatra a. So, Sizigma, you're right. Well, I sure hope that's a gzerish of a mufna. Dilo muftik lamifrach. Yeah, of course, relax, calm down. Afniya mufni. Why use that word? Shwamina lafniya. Kati mufti mitzadachadu. Vishlebanach tarte mufti mishmnavile lamichtava. But yoni dachat, there's nothing left. My avile lamichtav. Oktiva kulo. No, it's also a new mufti. Because it could have said, look, Havilin Michtav, Dorosh Tidrosh Bechakarta, O Chakor Tachkor Bedorashta. And instead, Shonik Rabbidibur Behetev, Shmamin Alaf Nuye, and that leaves us only the need to be Atu Dechnokim, which is easy to do from a Kavachomer from the Niskalim and the Ne'aragim, and we can now learn the Nisrafim from a Kavachomer from the Niskalim, and therefore everything is fine, right? No, Hanichal Rabbana. Now, Riskila Chamura. What about according to Rabbi Shemel, Tzreve Chamura, Ma'ikal Meimah? Elam Rabbi Yehuda, you've been ignoring V'inei Emet Nachon Hadavar. V'inei Emet Nachon Hadavar twice. So that gives us 11, Achadasre. Sheva, L'Sheva Chakirot. 3, to create the Gzera Shava, to combine them all into one. Pashalu Chada, which according to Rabbi Shimon is coming. La'atuyei Nisrafim, and according to Rabbanan is not a problem, because Milta de'ati b'kavachomer, Tarach v'katav lakra. Mika deif po Rabbi Abu. Oh, really? Now, eim alatir shmona chakirot. Ah, come on, there aren't shmona chakirot. Mi eika? Ah, lo malo. Ika latir b'kama b'sha'a. As a matter of fact, even in the Braita, but kinoto b'shmona chakirot. What do you say about that? So, ain't ika la baya libe the Rabbi Meir. The amar in adam to evelo klum. Or even according to Lachlish and Nam, the Adam Toe Mashur Shapir. But according to Abaya, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah. Number Adam Toe Chatzishal, Rav Adam, even more than that, Toe in Shetuva. So where would there be an Eif Chakira, Ma'ikal Amima? Well, there's always Bekama Biova. Wait, Kama Biova, the Mishnah said, Haina Beze Shavua, El Allah Tuye Be'eze Yova, Ve'ida, Kiman the Amar Be'eze Shavua, Loboy Be'eze Yova. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tanya, Amalam Rabbi Yossi Bechachamim, Ledivrechem, Misham Bav Amar, Emer Sharago. So we're going to start now asking Beze Shavua, Beze Shana, Beze Chodesh, Bechama Chodesh, Omrulo, yeah, and according to you, Misha Bav Amar Achshav Varago. So we're going to ask him Beze Yom, Beze Shah, Beze Makom, Elaf Agav Delot Tzarich. You agree that Ramin and Alei, just like Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar spoke about Masina Taidim. So, Achinam Yafakav Delot Tzarich, Ramin and Alei, is the same way, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, look, you have to first take a model. I mean, the standard Emesh Harago is very Shechiach. That's Barov Idiot. But to say Achshav Harago, that is very rare. The Achshav Harago, therefore, I'm not going to make that my standard. Lo Shechiach Barov Idiot.
So by...